This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
One would be reluctant to hold a smoke-a-thon to fund preschool education, but that's essentially what California has been doing for decades. But the tobacco fund for the state's youngest learners is wafting away. Deepa Fernandez of KPCC reports from Los Angeles.
Three Marlboro lights.
A drive-by smoke shop tucked inside a strip mall in suburban Los Angeles is hardly the place one imagines the universal preschool revolution might depend on.
Two camel crush. 950?
Yes.
Okay.
Yet Eduardo Hernandez's pack-a-day habit has helped fund preschool and other children's services. Tobacco taxes will generate about $350 million in California this year. 80% will go directly to fund programs for children under five.
I know smoking is bad.
Do you think you'll quit one day?
Yeah, definitely.
And there's the rub. People are quitting or cutting back. Good for health, but what about preschool? Smoking got linked to funding little kids' services back in 1998 when California voters passed a proposition to tax every pack of cigarettes 50 cents. It was a pretty big deal if you ask Moira Kenny, who advocates for early childhood programs in California.
50 cents seemed like a significant amount of money at the time. In 1998, we were generating $650 million a year.
10 California counties expanded preschool access using tobacco funds. But now that money is quickly decreasing. So how to fund preschool and other early childhood services? Kenny says the commissioners charged with distributing tobacco taxes have begun exploring new ideas.
What about legalization of marijuana?
The Obama administration is trying a different strategy. It's hitting up corporate and private philanthropists in a campaign being promoted by celebrities called Invest in Us.
I'm John Legend. And I want to help our children achieve.
But are private donations the way to build a comprehensive early education system? San Francisco didn't go that route. Margaret Brodkin was one of the leaders in convincing voters to fund the city's universal preschool program through property taxes.
People are not used to thinking of it as a social justice issue, and that's what I think we've done so remarkably in San Francisco.
Their ultimate success came last November when San Franciscans voted overwhelmingly to reauthorize that program for another 25 years. In Los Angeles, I'm Deepa Fernandez for Marketplace.